stop pushing it. Get in your fucking car and take your coffee and leave.
Boom! Now that's service with a smile. Not necessarily from that dude's perspective, considering his window's all smashed up. But this is the coffee barista equivalent of fuck around and find out. Fuck around and find out. There is a place where they are serving coffee in bikinis. Now, I think you should get your coffee from blackoutcoffee.com, but maybe drive by this place and get a croissant. Huh? Do that? If you're thirsty. Thirst traps. Well, apparently, serving coffee in bikinis brings all kinds of weirdos out, and this chick was prepared for this weirdo because she had a hammer on standby. Who are you? Paul Pelosi? Anyhow, Daily Caller over here. Bikini barista smashes man's window with hammer after he throws a drink at her. This is a wild video. This world's crazy. You're going to catch a charge over here for attacking a woman with coffee? Because Joe Biden, by the way, you got a problem with coffee prices. Well, that's Bidenflation. And again, you shouldn't be going to shithole places like this to get your coffee. Go to blackoutcoffee.com/salty. Save yourself some money while you do it. I got to use this during an ad. Anyhow, we've got this woman over here who was like, yeah, here's your coffee, sir. It's $30. $30 for coffee to fight climate change. I imagine there's probably some sort of markup because you got a bunch of hot chicks in bikinis over here giving out coffee. And that's a surcharge, boys. But this dude was like, no, I just wanted coffee. And this is way too expensive. Okay, well, could you imagine? I don't know. I have some fucking self-respect. He's like, I want a refund. Okay. Go park your fucking car, go into the place and say, hey man, listen, I didn't know this was gonna be $30. I didn't know this coffee was gonna be $30. And they'd probably be like, listen, okay, all right. But no, you started arguing with her, threatening her, and then you threw coffee at her, and now you're gonna need a new window. A bikini barista in Seattle, Washington shattered a customer's windshield after he threw drinks at her during a dispute over the price of coffee, according to video footage circulating on X. This footage shows the customer placing the drinks on the drive-thru windowsill and the complaint about the cost. Again, you're in Seattle, shithole Washington. You did this. You're fine with sending trillions of dollars to Ukraine. You're fine with sending trillions of dollars to Israel and Palestine at the same time so they can set that fucking money on fire, apparently, in front of us. You're fine with reparations. You know, all of this money printing is going to devalue the purchasing power of the Federal Shithole Reserve note. You did this. It's your policies, assholes. No, actually, inflation's down. Fuck you, you stupid, economically illiterate goofballs with daddy issues. They have no idea how anything works. And so, again, instead of just walking in, park your fucking car. Why are you in a car, by the way? Does that commit climate change? How dare you? Park your fucking car, go in there and talk to the people. No, you're going to be all pissy, threaten them, and throw coffee at them. That's fucking stupid. The barista threatened to throw the drinks at the customer. Do you want me to throw this on you? She said, according to the video footage, you're pushing it. Get in your fucking car and take your coffee and leave. How do I send this chick a tip? Right? Monetary tip. You thirsty bitches out there. Customer demanded by his drinks back. Now I want my drinks back. I don't want these drinks. Now I do want these drinks so I can throw them at you. It's a fucking world's worst use of $30, by the way. Footage then shows Lee leaning out of the window and cracking the customer's windshield with a hammer. Row, row. Yeah. Listen, I don't know. If I had a daughter, I'd be like, listen, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't be working at a place where you're selling coffee. Enough. I'm a curmudgeon-y old man, a fucking Amish dude at this point. I'm sitting there going, holy balls, every one of them stories in the fucking Bible was right. If I had a daughter, I'd be like, listen, you know, I'll pay you to not work at this place. What are you doing? That is fucking insane. No, I don't know. By the way, that coffee was $22. $22 for a 32-ounce coffee. And a 24-ounce water. The water is probably expensive, too. The taste of heaven espresso. Oh, crazy. There you go. That dude, again, I guess this is one of those pop-up things, so he can't, like, go park his car. But, I mean, don't the lady is saying that he threatened to kill her. You don't get to name your own Pricely, argue. She's referencing the customers telling him, nobody's going to miss you. It was a threat, Emma recalled. Yeah, I think if somebody says nobody's going to miss you and you're in a Democrat-run shithole, it's probably time to get your hammer out just in case. Nobody's going to miss you, you dumb bitch. You might end up mutilated. And not in like the lefty paying people to mutilate their genitalia. You'll be decapitated because it's probably an illegal alien. It was a threat, Emma recalled. It's okay for him to be outraged about the price of his drinks. Not to insult me, but it's not appropriate for me to respond. No, if this goes to court and I'm on the jury, I'm going to let you go. I'm clearly going to let you go. If some lunatic throws something at you, right, they're telling you right with that action that they're fucking crazy. God knows what the hell they're going to do. So yeah, I think you should be armed. But Seattle, Washington, so there's like no gun signs all over the place. So she's relegated to swinging a fucking hammer. Quite a darn. So sell coffee in a fucking red area where you can have the senorita pistols on your hips in case shit goes down. But there you go, boys. The bikini baristas not having it over here and taking matters into their own ball penis hammer hands. Take that, Paul Pelosi, you fucking degenerate scumbag. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching the video. Support the channel. Kept up to date with bikini baristas. Hit that subscribe button and make way because the salt must flow.